Nepal has reached its tipping point. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll find out why in a second. After Nepal, we'll explore what God's been up to in Egypt and the Dominican Republic. But first, India's blockade in Nepal is exacting a terrible toll. Audio Scripture Ministries' J.P. Sundara Rajan says after 5 months, people are angry.
It is felt in every strata of society, be it from airplanes not going in to motorcycles not being able to be taken into areas where they really need their help, to our friends not being able to afford groceries.
Their partners had been begging for more audio Bibles after the first distribution.
We finally got a big shipment and we sent it, and it was stopped at the border between India and Nepal, and our director in Kathmandu had no access to it.
Although there's a deal in the works to end the embargo, it means another rewrite to constitutional amendments, and that has its own problems. In the meantime,
the best thing we can do right now is to pray that this embargo of sorts has been imposed and then is lifted. The details on why they have this blockade are still very hazy and shady.
One last thought here. We worship a God who fed a multitude with a few loaves and fish. Let's lean into that hope found in that miracle. So the blockade is affecting Vision Beyond Borders ministry partners in Nepal, too.
The situation over there in Nepal is worse than what happened in the first earthquake. The government saying to the public, do not stay on the line anymore because you will not get the petrol. There is no food, no transportations, and it has affected a lot to the every life of the people in Nepal. Obviously, it is affecting to the ministry as well.
Soren is Vision Beyond Borders' contact in that country. He shares more details in the full report at missionnews.org.
As much as we can, we are trying to send the gospel to the people.
But the good news is that people are becoming more open to Christ and his hope because of the blockade. But the crisis is far from over.
Pray that people of Nepal may not starve to the death. We need to really pray for the political situation between Nepal and India so that this problem may resolve as soon as possible.
You're listening to Mission Network News. 10 months ago, ISIS released a video showing 21 Egyptian Christians being martyred. Recently, Tom Doyle, author of the book Killing Christians, visited the widows of these men.
We went to encourage them and to build them up. And we had a national letter-writing campaign to send words of encouragement from the scripture and from love, from people's hearts.
Over 2,000 letters came in, and children too young to write sent in drawings for the women.
Many of them cried that they are remembered, and we told them, your message, your husband's courage was seen around the world, and God used that for his glory. We just wanted to thank the families, tell them we love them, we're praying for them, and the body of Christ came together with the letters.
Please be praying for the encouragement of these women and their families, and also pray for God's comfort in their lives. Stay tuned to learn more. This kind of love and compassion can also help meet physical needs. That's what it's doing for Global Aid Network. Gain USA received $3,600 through financial gifts and matching donors last week on Giving Tuesday. The funds will be used to help suffering people all over the world out of Christ's love. If you want to be part of that solution, from now until December 31st, a Gain USA partner will match your gift. We'll get you connected in just a second. And sometimes all it takes to change a life is a small act of God's love. That's what Esperanza, a woman from the Dominican Republic, has experienced firsthand. Because of life's circumstances, she had all but given up her passion for baking until she got connected with Buckner International's Hope Center. She began taking classes, and her skills improved. Now she can more easily provide for her husband and 8 children. You'll find the full story, plus other ways to respond to what you just heard, at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Well, get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded story coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.